Music there of Larry Razavi and his Out of Tone Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play wrapping up right there means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're coming up on 12 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. Our temperature reading here in central Minnesota, 3 below 0. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM radio dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. Now 11 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, and we have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Dan Grutzmacher. Dan, how are you doing this morning?
Just fine.
That's great, and good to hear from you. Where are we visiting with you? Where do you make home these days, Dan?
Weston, Wisconsin.
All right. Very good. And born and raised there, Dan, or where did things get started for Dan?
I'm from Merrill.
I'm originally from Merrill.
Merrill, Wisconsin? Okay, very good. You play concertina, a good musician, been doing it for a few years now. Where did you get started in music, Dan? Did you play in school, in the high school band or anything, or pick it up on your own? How'd you get started?
Well, my dad had fingers missing on his hand, and he liked old-time music, and he said, each one of the children, I'm going to buy them the instrument of their choice.
Okay.
And mine was a majestic concertina, triple reed. He bought for me, and then he went to find a teacher, so he went down to Henry Silverhorn in Chicago, and he took me along and wanted to know where we could find a teacher. And they referred me up to Merrill. There was a barber, he gave me concertina lessons.
Okay.
And he taught me concertina by note and number.
Really? Okay.
So I could play regular music with the concertina without any buttons, numbers on it.
Okay. And how old were you then about, Dan?
I was 6 years old when I started.
6 years old. Okay. Very good. And first concertina that you had?
That was a Majestic.
Okay. I can't say that I've heard of that one.
Yeah. Well, that was probably before your time.
I would say so, you bet, yeah.
Yeah, it was before the concertinas were made around here.
Okay. And so you learned how, you started in. When did you start playing professionally or in a band, or when did that get going for you?
Yeah. The traveling band. Family band, 1941.
1941, okay. And yeah. Your own family, your own kids, or was it your dad and your brothers and sisters, or who was the family band?
Brothers and sisters.
Yeah, my brothers and sisters.
Okay, very good.
Family band.
Uh-huh. What did you call yourself back then?
I can't hear.
What did he call you
then? Oh, I was called Whoopi Dan, the concertina king at that time.
Okay, very good. Very good. All right, then as things progressed, you got a little more interested all the time. Did you start giving lessons when, about how old were you then when you started giving lessons and selling concertinas and doing all of that?
That was in the early 90s. I mean, just the early 50s,
maybe. Yeah, it was in the early 50s.
Oh, early 50s. Okay. Do you have any idea how many students you've taught over the years?
Well, I taught for Jerry's Music here in Wausau.
Okay.
And he set me up in all the ballrooms with a class of music.
Okay.
And I had like 14... 15 members in each ballroom.
Oh, yes. Okay.
240 students. But you ended up with 240.
And I ended up with 240 students.
240. Wow, wow. Any of them that we would recognize? Any names that we would recognize at all that you got started?
No, none around here.
Okay.
You didn't have any in Minnesota.
No.
Can't you hear?
I can't hear.
Well,
can't you? No. I got a hard time hearing.
Yep, nope, we understand that. So, no, you're doing just fine. Sue is hearing it in the background and transferring it to you. So, nope, you're doing just fine. All righty. So, when did you start the Dan Grootsmacher Band then?
Well, that was the LP that you got. There, that was my third band that I had.
Okay, okay, very good.
And on the recording, we got four players, but I played second trumpet on the concertina on a recording.
Is that right? Wow. Okay. Yeah, I've got the CD right in front of me. The date on it is 1999. So you recorded at JBM at that time, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
recorded with Jerry Minar.
Okay.
And that's how come I bought a Hengel later on.
Oh, okay. And that's what you're playing today is a Hengel concertina.
Yes, I can hear. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Very good. Talk about some of the musicians that you've had over the years. Now, I'm looking in the recording, and I see that you've got Jerry Grawien and Gene Nicolai on the bass horn, Jeff Klinger on drums, and Jerry Minar was on the piano. That was back in 1999, but I'm sure you've had a few more musicians over the years, huh?
That was Jerry Green.
Okay.
And that was the second band.
Yeah, that was my second band.
That was the second band. Okay. Can you mention some of the names on the first band?
First band, we had two accordions.
No, concertina.
No, listen to me.
Accordion.
We had two accordions on my first band. It was a Dick Richens Orchestra.
Uh-huh.
And we had two solo boxes, piano and bass and banjo.
Okay.
And that's the way we played Frankie Hankovic for 12 years.
Oh, really? Okay.
And then I carried a concertina along with me. So I played with the concertina and some numbers.
Okay, very good. Now, how many times did you go into the recording studio? I know you've got some cassette tapes, too.
Yeah.
Gene and Jim Klinger.
Yeah, we had Gene and Jim
Klinger.
On
Doug and Mavis Bloom.
And Mavis Bloom and Jeannie Klinger was a singer.
Uh-huh.
And Doug Bloom. That was one of the bigger bands.
Oh, yeah.
Seven piece. And Don Arts.
Oh, yes. Okay. All of those people still with us, or are long? Some of them long gone?
And Louis Drajo was with me.
Louis, too. Okay. Okay. Are they all living yet, or have some of them passed on?
Don Arts passed away.
Yeah, Don Arts passed away.
The rest are living.
And the rest are living.
Oh, very, very good. Very good. Now, are you guys still actively playing, or are you just doing solo jobs?
I'm just doing mostly solo jobs.
Mostly
now.
Solo. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't want to travel anymore.
Okay. So when about was the last big band jobs? When did you kind of fold the band up?
I play about 9 to 11 jobs a month.
Okay.
And I'm 89 years old.
89 right now. Very good. Very good. That's a real testament to be playing yet at that age. Still, is the concertina get a little heavy for you at this age?
No, I sit down on a bar stool, which is a stool that the guitar players use.
Okay, very good. Oh, that's awesome. Well, Dan, if I can ask you to hold that thought, we've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. I'm going to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then I'll come back to you if that's all right.
Okay.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. The St. Joe Meat Market is federally inspected, number 8916. And that means that we have an inspector on duty on Mondays, our butcher day, and then spot checked all week long by this same inspector. This inspector works right alongside of our personnel on the butcher floor. The inspector inspects your animal alive as it comes through the door. They are trained to check all of the organs as the animal is being butchered, looking for any possible abnormalities, diseases, or sickness. The inspector makes sure that your animal is slaughtered in a humane and sanitary way. The federal stamp is placed on the hog or beef carcass after the inspector has approved that the animal has been thoroughly cleaned, free of any dirt or residue, and that all of the internal organs were healthy. You can rest assured that when you have your animal, beef or pork, slaughtered and processed at the St. Joe Meat Market, it is clean, wholesome, and appetizing for you and your family and friends to eat and enjoy. Your animal, after slaughter, is hung in our environment-controlled coolers, with hogs being processed to your specifications later in the week, and the beef the following week, with the normal week to 10 days age. One of our trained and professional staff calls you after your animal passes inspection for your processing information. Cutting, wrapping, trimming, grinding the hamburger, papering the steaks, and freezing is our usual and customary process. Yes, your animal comes in the back door and is ready for pickup for your freezer in a professional and timely manner. Call this week to schedule your animal for slaughter. The phone number to call is 320-363-7335. Again, that's 320-363-7335 for the St. Joe Meat Market Processing Plant. And one note from the retail store, we have Flatiron Steaks on sale this week. The Flatiron Steak is a nice, lean, smaller portion cut steak, and they're on sale for $8.99 a pound this week. Regular price, $9.99. So stop on by and stock your freezer. And again, that's the St. Joe Meat Market. And Dan, for being our guest on the show, we put up a nice meat package for you and so that you and Sue and those around you can enjoy it in good health. And we'll send that out to your priority mail. You'll have it in a day or two. And we hope that you enjoy that. How does that sound for you?
Yes, he's
not back on.
Well,
he's not on yet.
I thought he was on.
Okay, yep, we're here. We're ready for you.
Okay, go.
Are you on?
Yep, we're here, and we're going to send that package out to you. And how does that sound to you?
Well, you're not loud enough for me.
Okay. Well, we're raising it up as loud as we can go. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we could have Sue take the phone for just a moment.
Well, I'm on.
Okay,
yes, I'm on.
Good, Sue. I have talked to you so many times over the years, ordered CDs from you, and you know they always say behind every successful man, there's a good woman. And I think that happens to be you in this case, huh?
Yes, it does. We're married over 63 years.
Well, good for you. And you tell me that you have an important part when Dan plays these days. You accompany him, huh?
Yes, I do, and we have so many friends at the senior homes and nursing homes that, so while he's playing music, I'm also visiting with all of our friends that are there.
All right. And you told me the other day that you carry his stool in here for him.
Yeah, I do. That's my job.
That's your job. You carry that in so he has a place to sit and play the concertina.
Right.
All right.
I was reporter when it was Pat Waters had it for the Music and Dance News. I was reporter on there for many years.
You were?
And
okay.
And also, when we, for the Concertina Hall of Fame from 1975, I think, to just not maybe a year ago, I was their historian, and I took a, I had a picture, a book with everybody's picture that ever went in the Hall of Fame.
Oh my goodness.
I started on my own, and then I just kept it up until I finally had to retire like a year ago.
I kept
who was going in, and I kept their obituaries. I was keeping everything up.
And when you talk about the Hall of Fame, which one was that? The Wisconsin?
Well, it was World Concertina.
World Concertina.
Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay.
And
very.
And Dan was in since 1979.
1979 he was inducted? Ah, awesome.
Right.
Very good. Well, Sue, you...
And then we owned the Silverhorn Vitek Elstic music that I ran from, I think it was 1981. We bought it from Pat Maria Waters. And then I sold it in 2007, and I loved that. I loved working with the players that ordered music all those years.
Yeah.
So that was also my life into the music business.
Oh, my goodness. And like I say, I had talked to you many, many times. Now, did you also know Tony and Betty Wolf then?
Oh, yes.
You,
yes,
good
did.
Friends with them. They lived in our town up here in St. Joe, Minnesota. And I took lessons from Betty for about 5 years. So I learned on that same lesson book, and you have those available, the Wolf instruction book for concertina. And you've made those available to me, so I'll now have those available as well. And you can answer for Dan, or you can put him on. I get a call every now and then from somebody, and they say, well, I'm such and such an age, maybe 75 or whatever. Do you think I'm too old to learn the concertina? How would you answer that?
Okay, go back.
He's
asking if there's somebody that's 75, can they still take lessons?
Yes, they can still take lessons.
You bet. That's my answer to them.
I started them out when they were 5 years old.
You have started them already that young. Wow. That's great.
And at the time when I developed 72 students, my students put a benefit dance for me for my students.
Okay.
And they had they all took turns to play.
Okay. Okay. Very good.
And they wrote in to the World Concertina Congress Hall of Fame to get me in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. Okay. Very, very good. That's awesome. And so at any rate, with that many students learning, you needed to be able to sell concertinas, so you took on the business of the Stradivarius, huh?
Well, I want to tell you about the Stradivarius.
Yeah.
I was one of the developers of the Stradivarius.
You were? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pat Waters, I worked with Pat Waters, and he sent me to school for tuning in accordions and concertinas.
Uh-huh.
And when I graduated, he moved to Knowlton, Wisconsin.
Oh.
And when he moved to Knowlton, Wisconsin, he made me a part in his business.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
And then he says, we want to put out a concertina that is superior to any concertina American made.
Okay.
He said, I'm going to take it over to Italy and have it made.
Uh-huh.
So he called me and another guy, and it was a committee, what we can change on the concertina to make it superior.
Okay.
Well, it was the PLM action and the switch mechanism where your thumb's up, where your thumb, instead of in front.
Okay.
And that was my design.
That was yours. Okay, good.
Yeah, and anyway, he says, what can we name it? And George Eureka was with us then. He said, name it Stradivarius.
Really? Wow.
And that's how it got started.
Really? That's a neat story.
I can tell you more details on that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have a question for you, Dan. So I've got a Stradivarius, and it's got the five switches, you know, the musette and the whatever all they're named. But then there's a little toggle switch there. What does that switch do?
Yeah, if you got the one with the toggle switch, we put that in additional for stereo.
For stereo, okay. So if you flip it one way, then it's not stereo, and then you flip it the other way, then it makes it stereo.
Yeah, so we had a microphone in the handpiece of the concertina.
Okay.
And then one in the bellows.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, I've got...
Which would bring that one on the outside in to give you more volume.
Okay. I'll have to play with that. I just noticed that the other day when I was practicing it, and it's a C concertina, a white one. And it plays very nice. Well, good. Well, Dan, we've come to about the end of the program here. I usually ask every guest about this time if they would have a memory that they would want to share. Good, bad, or otherwise, you and Sue, can you come up with something that you'd want to share with the listeners at this time?
Well, I guess it would be all the memories that of all the banquets that we attended for the World Concertina Congress Hall of Fame, because we did that for 40 years.
Oh, my goodness. And where was that held at?
Well, it was held wherever. We had some held in Wausau, some in Michigan, some in Indiana, Minnesota, Illinois, wherever somebody would have to write in and ask if they could have the banquet for the following year. And so that's where the people would get their honors or their plaques or whatever.
Awards,
but
yeah.
But we didn't have a certain building. It was just the people that were interested enough to have a banquet for that year.
Oh, that is awesome. That is so good.
I wish we were still doing it. We did the last banquet in 2017.
2017?
And it kind of fell to the wayside, but I wish they would start it again, because people are still getting their honors into the Hall of Fame. But they go to their door, or they go to their something or other, but it's not important anymore.
Yeah.
It has
to
be that is an honor.
Right.
Because we had one over in Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what year that was, but that's an honor when you have the families there and you have, you know, the other Hall of Famers there and stuff, and not just hand it to you through your door and say, here's your award.
Yeah, that is so true. Very good. Well, Dan and Sue, we want to thank you, take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. And I tell every guest, and I really mean this, that if the good Lord is willing and that you and I are here down the road sometime, we'll do this thing again, because there's so much more I know that you guys could talk about, and we'd have enough information for many, many more shows. So how does that sound?
Sounds good. This is very nice. It's an honor today that you called us.
Well, very good. So if you guys want to hang on the line, I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment, and wish you a great day today.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, and there they go. Dan and Sue Grootsmacher, our 450th guests here on our Musicians Come and Play program. And don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Dan Grootsmacher Orchestra in just a moment. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is Out of Tone Checks with our theme wrapping up right there, wrapping up our Musicians Come and Play program. Our 450th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play. And again, Dan Grootsmacher, along with his wife Sue, joining us on this present show. And great job there. Of course, at their age, a little harder to hear through the board. A lot of our older musicians have mentioned that there's always interference, and so they have a little bit of trouble. But boy, some great guests there, and really neat to visit with Dan and Sue. And so right now we're going to start out music with the Dan Grootsmacher Orchestra off of their CD, and I'm going to have more of those to sell in the future. So right now it's the Dan Grootsmacher Orchestra, a nice old-time waltz, When We're Apart waltz. The Dan Grootsmacher Orchestra, one called When We Are Apart Waltz. Very nice recording there from Dan back in 1999. Nice sounding band. Right now it's old time polka time with the Dan Grootsmacher Orchestra, one called the One-Eyed Jack Polka. Thank you. Dan Grootsmacher Orchestra, nice snappy polka there, one called the One-Eyed Jack Polka. Right now it's one called Sills Button Accordion Polka, the Dan Grootsmacher Orchestra. Sills Button Accordion Polka. That's the Dan Grootsmacher Orchestra. And Dan and his wife Sue living in Wisconsin. Yes, they are over there in, they were in Wausau, Wisconsin. Now they have just relocated. So great people there to visit with on our Musicians Come and Play program this morning. Well, we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Jeannie B. Jeannie Bonfeg and the crew over at Jeannie B's Tours on Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie texting me some information about Jeannie B's Tours, and she asked me to really stress the Spring in Branson Music Fest. That's a little ways away. It's coming up in April, the 19th through the 24th. But Jeannie says, after last Sunday's show on Monday morning, people called to reserve seats and are so anxious to go with Jeannie and Art and also myself and Janet. And so she wants me to remind everyone that the time to register is now while there are still a few seats available. The Jeannie B's Tour Spring Meet and Greets are happening. That's going to be beginning February 17th at the Melrose American Legion from 9:30 until 11. So you'll want to mark these dates on your calendar. Other dates are going to be on February 20th at the Tutti Frutti Sock Center location, 9:30 till 11 on February 20th at the Perkins in Alexandria, 1:30 to 3 on February 21st at Kay's Kitchen, 1:30 to 3 on February 23rd at Jill's Cafe in Richmond, 8:30 till 10:30 on February 23rd at the River Inn Restaurant in Cold Spring, 11 till 12:30 at Delish in Freeport, 9 until 10:30 on Wednesday, March 8th, and there'll be a meet and greet at the Clearwater Estates Clubhouse, Main Street Clearwater, and that will be from 9:30 until 11. Jeannie B's Tours, daycations, and mini vacations will be presented in detail. And from 12 until 3, the 2023 extended tours will be highlighted with slide presentations. So you can come learn about the October 4th New England Rails and Trails Tour, Landscapes and Lighthouses of Coastal Maine, the Canadian Rockies Glacier National Park, Banff, Lake Louise, and Calgary. Jeannie wants you to invite your friends to enjoy coffee and treats and register for door prizes. Pick your Jeannie B's tours, meets and greets location. Find out all about what to see in 23. Remember, the time is now to register, so if you snooze, you might lose. Seeing is believing, so pick your tours and call Jeannie B today. And the phone number to call Jeannie at is 320-345-1581. Again, that's Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours proudly sponsoring our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. We're now at 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 2 degrees below zero here in central Minnesota. As we get back to the music of the Dan Grootsmacher Orchestra, and this one's one called the White Horse Polka. Dan Grootsmacher. And that's one called the White Horse Polka with the Dan Grootsmacher Orchestra. 29 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and music continues. And here's a nice two-step number, one called Waltz Across Texas, the Dan Grootsmacher Orchestra. Actually, this one is one called For the Good Times, another two-step number, For the Good Times. Thank you.
had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that were burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good times, upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time.
The Dan Grootsmacher Orchestra, a nice two-step number there, one called For the Good Times. Here's a nice polka tune, one called The Good Morning Polka, the Dan Grootsmacher Orchestra. Thank you. The Good Morning Polka with the Dan Grützmacher Orchestra. We're at 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading of 2 below zero here in central Minnesota. And time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And we're going to do that with a nice waltz tune. A lot of bands recorded this one. Dan does a particularly good job on this one. It's a vocal arrangement. A lot of bands, like I say, have recorded this one. One called the Two Roses Waltz. This one on this CD is called the Erica Waltz. Dan Grützmacher Orchestra with the Erica Waltz, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.